James Toughnight against Manchester City, 4-1 defeat. Gets no easier this weekend against Liverpool.
No, it doesn't. I mean, Sunderland were on the crest of a wave after having held Chelsea to a goalless draw, being the first team to keep a clean sheet against Chelsea last Saturday. But they came back to earth with a bit of a bump on Wednesday night against Man City. They'd had that fantastic run of results, four 1-0 wins in a row against City on Wayside. It couldn't go on forever, and it's now come to an end. I suppose City were due a win, if you can say that. But as you rightly say, it doesn't get any easier, or not much easier. They've got a difficult game now at Liverpool this weekend. Of course, Liverpool, people will say, are not the same team as they were last season, obviously having lost Luis Suarez and with Daniel Sturridge injured. And I think you can see that that's been reflected in their results. They're obviously not as stellar as they were last season. But Liverpool still got plenty of talent in their ranks, and it'll be another tough afternoon for Sunderland.
And for Gus Poyet, how does he pick his side up? They were on not a bad run, hadn't picked up a lot of wins, but they were holding people to draws, and like you say, a good point against Chelsea.
Yeah, they've gone four games without defeat until that City match. They've now got they've just basically got to chalk that Man City game up to an experience. Let's face it, Man City are reigning champions, second in the table. There are plenty of teams. In fact, more teams than not will lose against Man City this season, so I don't think Sunderland should judge themselves too harshly. The fact is that if you look at the two games, Chelsea and Man City, over the two of them have got 1 point from two fixtures, which many people would look at and on the face of it say you probably lose them both.